Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today is July 14th, 2023. You have tuned in to the pre-recordings to the OI June service. The opening portion is the playing of chapter 18 of the Quran, and following the tradition, the Sunnah, the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, he has to be read chapter 18 on Fridays. In a half hour at 2 o'clock, we begin the actual sermon. It's called Kutbah at 2 p.m. So for the time being, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, and in 25-30 minutes, begin the sermon.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound. Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, He indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep. And we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, "They were three, their dog the fourth," and some say, "Five, their dog the sixth," guessing at random, and some say, "Seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the wind scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثار.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله Hayya
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for Him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
I hope that I hear you next Shaitan of Rajin. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan the rejected or first enemy. The name Allah the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Nasayyahu, Nasakfirahu, who are looking to be here as we again. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahaba ajma'in wa ma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, the perfect praise belongs to God. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah al-Kareem Muhammad. Let us the prayers and the peace upon Muhammad, the noble message of Allah. Dear believers, dear people, we're living in serious times. Allah is most gracious. So we don't worry about serious times. So we get serious about serious times. Yeah. Allah is the best of planets. And if we as believers, if we don't plan our life, Shaitan definitely will. We can never forget that. Plan our lives according to Allah's will. Shaitan would be so happy that he would plan our lives for us. That's one rascal that's one promise that the rascal will keep. The other promises you better do all know. But he made a promise. He made a vow. He told us he would come back to us. Yes. Allah says in the Quran, chapter 3, verse 54, all the light in the name of Shaitan and Jinn. This is the regular plan of the king. Well, let to the rule found left to revive it. For Allah to fight on Al-Makarim. The unbelievers plotted. They have their plan. They have their Makarim. Yes. And Allah planned. And it says, for Allah to fight on Al-Makarim. And Allah is the best of plans. Allah's plan is so terrible that before the other planets came, we even made the creator. And before they thought they came up with this scheme, Allah had already proved it out from the beginning. Allah's the best of plans. And so while we think we're doing something smart to show off, Allah's telling us here, no. Allah said, I made room for that in my big plan before you can change it. Allah is the best of planets. That title is saying, good, the best. And that can lead us up. Yes. Allah is the plan. So really, in essence, is saying there is no plan outside of Allah's plan. And once we come to that realization as believers, then we'll say, I better be submitting my little plan to Allah's situation. I better be submitting my little will
to Allah with. And then we say, well, what is Allah's will? We go study our book. Go study the Quran to see what is Allah's will. Go study the life of Muhammad the Prophet to see what is Allah's will. Are you saying that the Prophet is Allah? No, but the Prophet is Allah's will. The manifestation of the best of human excellence. That's how we want to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is of human excellence. He is the crown of creation. Yes, he's the crown of creation. Muhammad. You can say the human being is the crown too, but we are the higher level. But every crown got a special pearl or jewel in it that kind of gleams a little bit brighter. And that is the excellence from the hundreds of the law through the Lord and Savior. So, dear believers, Allah is the best of planets. And if you and I don't plan our lives according to Allah's will and plan, then Satan will definitely plan our lives. All of us, we go. Someone else is playing. I mean, there's not a single one of us named that Steve Lithoffer. Right? And somebody else is playing. Now, that's a good player. Yeah? But you can't play a four-lane street or a two-lane street. That's done by the single planet. Yeah? The house you live in. You say, well, this is my bedroom. But if you didn't build that house yourself, you found someone else's plan to sleep here, eat here, and to bathe there. Then we all follow someone else's plan. But we have to be busy about making our own plan. I was talking to Brother Sharif now in Georgia. He built a house. He designed it. He built it. And he was describing it to us. How he got to this going this way and this going that way. And in his trial to be African American, he said the white guy came by and said, I don't like it. He said he was so happy they didn't like it. He was so happy they he said, yes. Yeah. So that's my mind in my house. We're gonna get there more and more. We're gonna build things that suit our taste, our set. Because if we don't plan our lives, Satan surely will. You can hear that phrase over and over again, like 15, 27 minutes. Is it true? If we don't get busy, brothers and sisters, and plan our lives, you can best be sure that Satan is planning your life. And that you're going to plan. There's also plan, right? So we follow the plan, right? So your house is on, right? Because people get enough money and say, you know what? I don't like this chick. I wanted to expand this. Like a whole wall. Your sisters, you come to that hole back there?
Right.
Yeah, I made that hole back there. So you made that hole back there. That's a plan, right? Yeah. So I'm giving this basic understanding of how folks plan and plans are often good and beneficial in the business, but we have no say-so in the plan. So it don't hurt us. But if we can grasp that understanding and appreciate that which is for us, then we can easily understand that someone can and maybe has and still are making plans that are bad for us. As long as there's liquor stores and cigarettes, other poisons, gambling, being allowed and supported by the laws of the land, they are not going to invest millions of billions, if not billions of dollars into that project unless they got plans for how to use it. So someone is planning for the child yet born to be an alcoholic or to get cancer. They know that. Is that not wicked? Is that not wicked? They know the number of car accidents that happen every day. And they say, well, that's just one of 50. That's just calculated into the product. Yes. As long as drugs are so rampant in certain neighborhoods, then someone got a plan for our children to use drugs in their neighborhood. No, that ain't true. It is true. Because if they can redline out a neighborhood and can get a loan for a house in their same neighborhood where drugs come in, if they can control redlining, you get a loan for your house, but damn it, they can control the drugs. If they wanted to. People have plans for your life. You got plans for your sex style, your sex appetite. They invest in billions of dollars. Sexual influence, because they got to sell certain products and certain ideas. You know, with religion, they say, well, we got to have somebody to believe this. And they will invest millions of dollars into promoting ideas and concepts about religion that don't make any sense. And hand you the head if you don't accept nonsense. You don't believe that? You're going to hell. They ain't even supposed to get where hell was. Okay? So I'm like the boogeyman. They say, the boogeyman going to get you. They ain't say we'll be tall, short, black, white, bow legged. They ain't say nothing. Look on their face. They'll be good. The boogeyman ain't going to get you. And we believe that man. No facts. Nothing. We believe it. And the truth be told, those who want to use us, use it with religion, often have given us religion the same way to scare us to death. No logic, no education, no teaching, emotions. Why? Because we've been playing our lives, and they planned it for us. Mentally, physically, and spiritually. All three that ties in with their Bible story as well. The donkey said to the bell, why did you strike me those three times? Mentally, physically, and spiritually. Get on my back. If we don't take control of our lives and our community, are we waiting for the preacher to do it? If you wish me a time. He can join in. Waiting for the politician to do it. You wasting your time. What's it, an old saying? What is a sign of insanity? To keep repeating doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You say, well, are you coming down on the preacher or the politician? No, I'm coming down on you. So some of y'all want to do the man the same way. I'm going to wait for the man to do it. You wasting your time. Because, see, religion is to free you. Strain your brain. That's the reason for religion. And for the imam, the pope, the rabbi, or the priest, whoever it may be, to only direct you to your freedom in the word of God. And I handicap you in their understanding of the word of God because they got a plan for your life. They say we can't let them go on their own because we need to use them. You know, what your biggest utility bill is? Is it your water bill? No. Gas bill? No. What's your biggest utility bill? You! Because anybody using us. And that's the old saying from my brother, the honorable Muhammad. He said, don't get mad at the white man for using you. You're really using yourself. A lot of wisdom in that. Otherwise, you're trying to spur up. You're complaining about an issue that's in your control. And the Quran says, it's your blessing. That's there for the taking. It's just an easy thing to move your feet. Just take it. Just in the law. Take it. But they rob us of our self-worth, of our value. That we're told from Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, every child of the born, every child of Adam is born with value. Karamna, right? Karamna could be family Adam. Every child of Adam is born with value and purpose, not sin, not dumb. None of that. Every child of Adam is born good, excellent. And then they turn around and rob us and deny us. Why? Because they got plans for our life. And if you don't plan your own life, Lord have mercy on you. Well, really, Lord, I really have mercy on you. He gets into your picture. And the first thing he wants to do is put you on spiritual, mental welfare. He gets your welfare check. Somebody else is going to do it for him. Somebody else is going to take care of him. So keep in mind, they're not going to allow the alcohol industry, the cigarette industry, even the drug industry, expectations on that flourish unless they have a look at people as being their resource to use these things. And they know all of them hurt. They know this. They know it hurts. They know when to put it out. Don't care. I need domination. In our community, and this has crossed my mind this morning, so you can accept it or reject it. I said community. I said communities. Right? Make it clear. Ties. The bond. What are our common ties? What is it that brings us together to be united upon? So I was here, what is it? Muhammad al-Rasulullah. That's the first tie. You have looked upon this to any man's spirit. It's your first time to that man's spirit. It's not La ilaha illallah. You're in the wrong place. You're definitely in the wrong place. That's what Quran says. That's a man's spirit built from his first day on top of on God's conscience, right? So, but in your neighborhood, where you live, what are the common ties you have with your neighbor next door or down the street? And we need a light. We keep up your night time. We need a stop sign. We got too many cars going down to get too fast. Tie in with your neighbors and what time to say. And then take the lead with your neighbors. That says, city planners, you didn't pave our street. And don't you know that when you come to those who plan our lines with an intelligent speech, and a rational mind, they will respect you. But we might put more liquor stores in our neighborhood and gas stations where you got to talk through 2-inch glass to talk to them. And only because you got some bad boys. Some of my boys are bad. They need to be locked up. Like it or not, they need to be locked up. Somebody's going to do it. But it's not fake fault. They were robbed of their value a long time ago. But the people that come into our neighborhood don't respect us. Why not? Because they say they don't understand how to be together as a community. I can come in here and say, I'm already in. I got some help for you. So it's going to be happy to do. I can do that. Now, I can't go to my other neighborhood with that. Living in there. They got their own plans for their life, right? And it's working. But over here, the children of slaves, they still suffering pain and slavery. You know, they be able to take you when you're going. They're doing it, aren't they? All over the country. They're doing it. All in all. Wow. Because we didn't plan our lives. And they can look and say, oh, their life? No. They said, well, I'm going to bend it for them. I'm going to make their money. I'm going to take their money. And they left. And they got taken. They got taken. All right. So, believe. Plan your life. Yes? Get involved with the community. We're thankful to Allah for the blessings here at this location. We got fans for this. We got fans for that. Alhamdulillah. We got fans for your help. Mm-hmm. I'm not bragging. We recognize. With that neighbor, with that neighbor, intentional focus, showing that not only do you have sight, but you got insight and you got foresight. Huh? You got all three sights. It's not like those, you close your eye, no. You close your outside eye, the inside eye is wide open. You're seeing everything. Like single one, took out the bag. He had eyes, he was almost into the bone. He had so much vision, he put an album out called Inner Vision. Inner Vision. And when the inside eyes turned on, God was tripping suddenly the world he seen. So here comes the challenge. When God shows you something the world hasn't seen yet, are you going to share it with the world? If you don't share with the world, you're wrong. If God gives you something, brothers and sisters, if you don't share it with somebody, you're wrong. That's what the people folks do. They say, oh, God showed me this. God gave me, the blind gave it different. Say, God gave me this beautiful garden. He said, shh, don't tell nobody. You're going to get up early in the morning. You're going to tiptoe out through the garden. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to tiptoe back before everybody wake up. And they became arrogant that God gave them something he didn't give anybody else. They should have shared it with everybody. But no, they want to have control, choice for the other people. People, even as parents, even as husband and wife, we never think they have authority over somebody. That's why if you're with them, know your role as a parent or a husband or a wife, and do what God tells you to do, you never get the intent to be a law over, to control over anybody. Muhammad didn't do it. He didn't get blind. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. So one day they went out to their garden early in the morning, and it was tall. They had a night visit. The terrible storm, I think it was. And then they became sorry and repentant. Because they had lost their dog. So then they think, you know, like, give that sense. And I give up a blessing. The beauty of the blessing is the multiplying the blessing that you have received. And how did you multiply the blessing you received? You give it. You give it. How do you give? You give a piece to be Allah. You give in the path of Allah. You give for Allah's pleasure. You don't give it because you got it. So you don't see it as the big shot. Give it good. You give it. Allah gave it to me. I'm good to us. I think you have somebody good to go serve. George Washington. Yes. George Washington. I know you can tell he made the peanut butter. So that man made so many inventions. He made many inventions. It was ridiculous when all over the world. He saved the economy of the South with the crops, right? He worked for Tuskegee. Booker T. Washington. And every year, when he booked the checks, he had to go sign still brushing the floor. But he didn't care if that was the trip. Yes. And they asked him, they said, you got all these great patents and all these great ideas? Why don't you patent your ideas? What did he tell us? He said, God gave to me first. I'm giving to the medical. And some of those people said, if he ain't going to patent it, I'll do it. And they did. So that's the spirit of the believer. Our people, fresh out of slavery, had plans. Because the hunger was deep in their soul. And it's still in our soul. And they would not be satisfied until we put in the place the plan God has in our soul. And the main thing that we need to have, we have something that we can call ours. And it's pleasing to us, and more importantly, it's pleasing to Allah. Yes. So, dear people, if you don't plan your life according to God's plan, dear sisters, dear brothers, dear children, then Satan will be planning your life. Yes. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. So Allah is the best defense of their own board. So while Allah is entitled, Kareena, not Kareena, Allah is the best defense.
Situation like David and Goliath.
may not come out. I may not come out of here. But you go in there, so you somehow allow no sin. You drop half that has me alone. Yeah. Yeah, we're here in the building. Yeah. I'm able to give someone a call. I'm going to block. All right? I'm putting the building. I'm going on another block. So, Father, one day, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. I remember the first time we moved on 46th Street. Mm-hmm. I said, man, you can't afford this room. Like, he was going to be a can't afford this. You know what I mean? He dropped all that in. Yeah. And he went and he went to this room. That's what he did. Yeah. And he told me how much people did. Don't say he's. No, that's what he did. Yeah. He had that situation. But he could build out on it. Well, I thought he was already. Folks build out on us. I can see the big deal, man. I'm almost there. I'm here alone. You can't afford to get in here and build it. You have a place to go in there. You got in there. You got reason to leave. You struggled with it with the court and got kicked out. You said he found the building at 4060. I said, it's been a tour of it. Put my hands full of it. Then we got that and this and something else. Yes. A lot of mercy. A lot of grace. Alhamdulillah. So don't let it give up. Just the meaning of the word sovereign. The word sovereign means patience. And now we say patience and more. Perseverance. While you're being patient, you still persevering. You say, well, I can't see any progress. You're just looking forward to progress. You look at the work that needs to be done. Keep your eye on the work that needs to be done. You should keep focused on the work that needs to be done. You will be successful. A lot of promises is that. Because the believers must, will be successful. That's a promise. So we strive. We struggle. We grit. Sweat. Maybe bleed sometimes. Every touch of pain, be it mental pain or physical pain, that we receive, allow the most merciful promises to believe it, he will reward us for every touch of that pain. All of it. Yes. And then I'm just going here, and she's a lot to come across and went to the old lady. I guess it's just kind of happy this day. He went to old lady and says, want the old lady to be in paradise. She was what? And she's old, right? He said, want the old lady to be in paradise. He said, because she's going to be married young and beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's right. His mercy to give us faith. Something to look forward to. Yes. And then my grandma is good in this life. Good in this life. And just do it. You know, don't buy that. There's a conversation for some listeners. Man, I can't. You need more, brother. Do you? No good. Do you no good? Like, hold on. From those key attacks. And you realize, say, you can't dig no good. Did you eat this morning? What'd you eat? You ate some food. You go to bed last night on the bed. What's that bed? That's some donut. So donut is on the bed. Talk to your mouth. Bring you some food. Bring you some food. Donut is on the bed when it controls you. If you don't control it. The one who control that doing it, Allah says, our father, who is the Messiah, now I'm going to pass on the silver cutting that doing it. Right? Use what you get given, you're going to use it to get to the those who got plans for our life, they want us to forget our share of the danger. For what reason? So they can get our share of the danger. And then continue to dominate our life and control what's in our neighborhood and in our thinking. What that says, don't forget your share. See, the poor man is telling us, you all the time are praying and holy, and you forgot your share. But he's saying the same message to the rich man, saying, don't forget your share. In other words, you got your share, and his share, and you got her share, you got everybody's share. And you're wrong. Only get your share. So if we don't plan our lives, there are people out there that plan our lives for us. They say 99% of America's wealth is owned by 1% of the American population. So, now, even if they're off a little bit, it's still like, what? What? You mean 1% of American people own 99% of America's wealth? Go Google it, please. Maybe I'll buy a number or two. Yeah. Said, the rich man, all this food, right? And the crumb fell off on the floor, right? And the black man goes, go get it, right? They're going to go get it. And he tells the white man, hey, so I can get all your stuff. And they got the fight down there. And he has there to go. Think about it. Yeah. They say, think he's real rich. You know, the thing that you have to get here, think he's rich. Yeah. Something like that. You didn't know. So we got work to do. Yes. And whatever we get, we ask for like a multiplier for his thoughts. That's what I'm to see.
Love who I'm from. Get the one man, get in the head of get the one man, get in the head of the world. Get the one of the hundred dollars, get the one of the hundred dollars, Allah,
Yeah, I'm sure.